ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of الصحيفة السجادية for الإمام علي بن الحسين زين العابدين عليه سلام الله. We got the part where the Imam Salamullah alayhi says, and he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from mukhalafatul hawa, opposing guidance. We began talking about guidance, and inshallah we would want to continue this topic in this episode and episodes to come. When it comes to guidance and misguidance, as we say in Arabic, al-huda wa-dhalal, it is one of the greatest pleasures or blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could bestow on a person is when he gives him and he shows him guidance. And one of the worst things that can happen to a person is when he is being misguided, because the road to each of those makes a massive difference. So either a person goes through the huda and he ends up in heaven, or a person could go into the misguidance path and end up in hell. So it is really important for us to understand how this guidance works. And as the Quran says, when it comes to guidance and misguidance, in fact, it is in the hands of people. Allahu yahdi, Allah will guide. Man yasha, he who has the mashi'a, the will to change. وَيُضُلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and he will misguide those who wish to be misguided. That the choice is mine and yours. Let us take a short break and then we will be back right after.
رَبَّنَا
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows hidayah to mankind, guidance. They have to walk the path. When we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about hidayah in different levels. So let us quickly go through some of the levels of hidayah guidance in the Holy Quran. First, we have what we call al-hidayatul amma, a general guidance to everybody, to every human being, Muslims or non-Muslims, atheists and non-atheists, monotheists and polytheists, whatever you might be, you will get a certain guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to humans and to animals, to plants and to other objects and other creatures out there. They all get this guidance from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So Allah says, قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. Allah, He who created everything, and then He showed them guidance. That's in chapter Taha, verse 50. So this, when it comes to person's habits, when it comes to his living livelihood, when it comes to his needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides that for them in terms of eating and drinking and having a partner and whatever they need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them a guidance, and this is includes everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he looks at, for example, the ants or the bees, for example, he does not teach them or gives them less of the humans. In the same way, humans are programmed to take care of themselves, and they're programmed, you know, at least, let's say, they are equipped with a brain that can function and they can use for their own advantage. Same thing with ants, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the mechanism and the know-how to build their own colonies and to do whatever it takes. They store their food at a certain time of the year. They eat at a certain time of the year. So you can see there is an apparatus there when it comes to other creatures. They're not just left alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this kind of guidance to every living creature there is. And sometimes when we look at these creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these creations of Him, and then we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened in such a way, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying the first type of guidance that Allah gives is the general guidance. Everyone gets a share of it. The second guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to people is the guidance of preaching and inviting people and explaining things to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to guide His servants, He sends them a prophet or a messenger. Now, it's just logical that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or anyone, let's say, when they create something, they would want to take care of it. They want to make sure it's safe. They want to make sure it's, you know, maintained. This is just human beings, right? If I want to build a house or build a car or whatever I want to build, I want to make sure it stays intact and safe. I don't want it to break. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created human beings, they are obviously His pride and joy, right? And Allah wanted them to be happy, to be guided, to enter heaven, obviously, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He did is He sent me and you, messengers and prophets, to do one thing, and that is to bring people to guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْدِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends messengers as warners and as glad tidings to the believers, so that no one on their judgment can say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I did not know. No one came to me. No one told me. How am I supposed to know?" Allah says, "No." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, He says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ. And to every nation, we have sent a messenger that guides him and that shows him the way. So this is the second type of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran. So we have the general guidance and we have the guidance through preaching and learning. We'll leave it here and we'll continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد